Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Fabian Gaffke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Olson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Olson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Zuber. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Zuber. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner strikes out. one out. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren takes first base on ball four. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Zuber moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zuber moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Johnny Markham now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zuber scores. Hughes moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hughes scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker scores. Trotsky goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zuber bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. score that a fielder's choice. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to third for the out. Zuber moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Zuber moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Kroner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaffke takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Kroner moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Kroner moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Indians. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Markham takes first base on ball 4. Dahlgren moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, And the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zuber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaffke takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Kroner moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Kroner scores. Gaffke moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Mel Harder now pitching. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kroner misplays the ball. That's an error on Kroner. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. Trosky moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 13-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Miala now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.